This is Tom Rowe with radio news about local radio waves for Saturday, November 8th, 2014. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. John Brodkin in Ars Technica tells the story of Jesse Walzer of Pompeii, a town of 7,000 south of Syracuse in New York. Walzer works as a laboratory analyst at a beer brewery and would have to spend $20,000 to get broadband service. 5% of Americans live in areas without any internet service providers, and in Walzer's case, Time Warner Cable's lines are a third of a mile from his house. Time Warner tells Walzer, though, that they need to charge him $20,000 to wire that third of a mile, even though the company has received more than $10 million in state funding to bring broadband to underserved portions of New York over the past 2 years. You can read the full story in Ars Technica. Quote, "This is the worst place I've ever been in my life, personally and professionally," unquote, Hotel Impossible host Anthony Melchiori said on the broadcast on the Travel Channel show in October about the Woodstock Lodge. William Kemble reports in the Daily Freeman that after the show aired, the town reinspected the 30-room lodge and now is blocking the lodge from renting 3 cabins or allowing them to be occupied. The town report issued October 24th said a review by the town building department and the Ulster County Health Department found repairs had not been done since a May inspection found 25 problems there. The May inspection was conducted shortly after the crew from Hotel Impossible visited the 30-room lodge to film the segment that aired last month. The town report also noted that the electrical panel problem had not been corrected, a building had structural weakness, a smoke detector was not working, cabin floor was rotting, electrical outlet covers were broken, steps were rotted, a bathroom had mold, and the lodge's Havana grill, quote, "needs a good cleaning," unquote. Woodstock Lodge owner Carlo Pumba said shortly after the Hotel Impossible segment aired that he was upset with the program and was considering taking legal action against the producers. Pumba, who has owned the Woodstock Lodge at 20 Country Club Lane for 18 years, could not be reached for further comment on Thursday, November 6th, about the new report. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. In Radio Roundup, Paula Ann Mitchell features Joe Hunter in the Daily Freeman, the morning host at Sound of Life Radio Network, headquartered at 199 Tuttenbridge Bridge Road in Lake Katrine in Ulster County. Hunter has been morning host of the listener-supported Christian radio station WFGB 89.7 FM for 21 years.
So what keeps him going?
Just do it, persevere. It's the way I am. It's just part of my DNA, I guess. Really, I mean, how would you explain that?
He said about his Cup of Joe morning show. You can see the full story and watch the video at the Daily Freeman. Back in August, WGXC had to leave the Catskill Community Center and moved into the Catskill Library. The station determined a mobile studio would be best and held a small pledge drive to create a satellite studio that moves a mixer, CD player, computers, microphones, and more in one unit on wheels. The only element left, a turntable coffin for mobile DJing, is now being added to the WGXC Catskill studio thanks to a Peter Brock donation. WGXC holds a fundraising advisory committee meeting at 6 p.m. November 11th at the WGXC Hudson Studio, 704 Columbia Street, Floor 2 in Hudson. This group provides leadership and respect to fundraising events and major donor gifts for WGXC 90.7. You can contact station manager Lynn Sloniker at lynn@wgxc.org for more information. Today is Saturday, November 8th, 2014, and the National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a partly sunny day with a high near 45 and a low around 33. Sunday should be mostly sunny with a high near 50 and a low around 31. And Monday should be partly sunny with a high near 52. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acra.